This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You've heard a lot on this program lately about pent-up demand, the idea that people have been holding back on buying stuff during the pandemic, and that as soon as everybody feels safe, they are going to be spending a lot of money, a phenomenon known in some circles, as Marketplace's Meryl Segarra tells us, as revenge spending.
2 weeks from now, Amy Estee is getting her second dose of the COVID vaccine at a Walgreens in Delaware. And you know how you have to wait for 15 minutes after you get the shot?
I was actually just thinking about this the other day. That 15-minute wait time, instead of sitting in a chair watching the clock, I should be over working on my hair supplies and lipstick and, you know, all that.
She's planning a shopping spree because, well, she's going to have places to go soon.
I guess it's the idea of being out and seeing people and being seen.
There's this thing we've heard from people who just got vaccinated, that they immediately started spending money. And this is one practical reason. They're anticipating finally leaving their houses. Others are celebrating. Colleen Nowak lives in Wisconsin. She and her husband are healthcare workers, and they're now fully vaccinated. Last weekend, they sat down at a restaurant for the first time in a year.
My parents are both vaccinated, and they watched our kids, and I remember telling them before we went out, like, I'm going to spend a lot of money.
She got the steak. He got the fish. They also got bruschetta, cheesecake, and two glasses of wine.
We were both feeling a little bit more comfortable. Well, first of all, just going to restaurants, but maybe spending a little bit more in the restaurant. Like, we're finally treating ourselves now that we can go out.
It's like they're making up for lost time. Lots of people are doing that. Cynthia Jones and her husband live in Georgia.
We saved a lot of money during the pandemic and haven't been able to do much.
Their 25th wedding anniversary is coming up, so they booked a trip to Florida in December.
And we're going to stay at a nicer hotel than we usually do.
The Hilton Bentley, right on the waterfront in Miami Beach.
And stay for a bit longer.
Then they're going to fly across the state to Clearwater.
And do, you know, as much as we can now that we're all vaccinated.
Are you noticing a trend here in how people are spending? On makeup, restaurants, vacations. It's on stuff they mostly haven't done for a year. And there might be another reason for that, beyond the post-vaccine euphoria. Like, I bought some red lipstick recently, and I pictured myself wearing it along with a crisp white t-shirt, another recent purchase, and denim shorts. You know, hanging out at a backyard barbecue this summer. No mask needed. It was almost like, if I buy this lipstick, I can will that future into existence. Lindsay Bryan-Podvin is a therapist who focuses on financial issues. She says that's about control.
I have been talking about this pandemic kind of like a roller coaster that nobody told you how long it's going to last or how many loops there are.
And that can feel really disorienting.
So to do something, to your point, that's really concrete, I'm going to go to a Sephora, pick out a red lipstick, purchase it, and walk out with it. That feels so good to our brains.
Especially since we would all like this pandemic to be over. I'm Meryl Segarra for Marketplace.